You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Rick Dulock. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big Inland Empire news stories from the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Rick.
Well, Riverside County supervisors have said a proposed Good Neighbor Warehouse ordinance isn't strong enough. What's all this about?
Yeah, they sent their staff back to the drawing board. You know, like a lot of cities and counties impacted by the growth of logistics, the development of warehouses, Riverside County says, you know, we need to do something to mitigate the harm that comes to neighborhoods from having these warehouses close by. And that would include things like air pollution, of course, diesel truck traffic, noise, lighting. A lot of these warehouses have really bright lights. And so there was a proposal to create an ordinance that would apply to any building larger than 250,000 square feet. Now, that would be a relatively small warehouse.
Would it? Okay.
Yeah, because a lot of warehouses now a million square feet plus. So this would start applying restrictions early on for smaller warehouses. However, the board said, you know, we need to go a little farther. The proposed rules would have been more stringent than the Air Quality Management District calls for, but not as far as the county wants to go. They had, for example, proposed keeping truck loading bays at least 300 feet away from the property line of homes and other sensitive uses like preschools and schools. But that was actually made less stringent to measure that 300 feet from the building door. So as you can imagine, semi-trucks stick out farther than the building door and measure it to an occupied structure like a home. And, you know, what if children are playing in the yard, you know?
So and there's a diesel truck backing up
correct.
Their house.
And this happens. So some residents who spoke at the hearing want to see that buffer zone extended to 1,000 feet. So staff is going back to the drawing board. So we'll see what staff comes back with on November 19th.
Well, let's move on to San Bernardino and the City Unified School District. Their computers were shut down, I believe, on Saturday morning by a ransomware attack. Are there any updates?
Well, the district, at the latest reports, was still grappling with rebuilding some of its estimated 300 servers. The school district has 72 schools and about 53,000 students, so this is having a big effect. Faculty and staff were locked out of their emails. Classroom teaching that relied on electronic technology had to go back to paper and pencil and holding lessons out of textbooks instead of online books. So, you know, it makes us realize how dependent we are on computers. The district has assured its IT staff that they can have whatever resources they need, including overtime, to work on this. The district has also brought in outside consultants, so they're scrambling to try to fix this problem.
The Diocese of San Bernardino has come up with a plan to compensate victims of clergy sexual abuse. Tell us about that.
Right. This was actually announced last month in September. Six Catholic dioceses in California, including San Bernardino, which also serves Riverside County, by the way, announced a victim compensation program. It's called the Independent Compensation Program for Victim Survivors of Sexual Abuse of Minors by Priests. So the church is signaling that it's taking this problem, which went unaddressed for decades, very seriously now that it's come out in the public. Probably the key thing here that people need to know, Rick, is that the registration opened last month for victims who want to file claims, and that period extends through March 31st, so people do have about 6 months still to apply for compensation. The other critical thing here is that the compensation panel is going to be independent of church control. In fact, in these six California dioceses, three very prominent people are going to be on that committee: former Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta, former Governor Gray Davis, and Maria Contreras-Sweet, who's the former administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. So I think the church is trying to do everything it can to ensure that, like I say, the panel remains independent, free of church control, steering either way, and that it's run by people who are well-respected in California. So as I said, the deadline to apply or to submit a claim is March 31st. And I'll give the web address. It's called CaliforniaDiocesesICP.com. California Dioceses, plural, ICP, like for Independent Compensation Panel. Or people can call a toll-free number, 844-589-8764.
And all this is happening right when Bishop Gerald R. Barnes is set to retire. When is that happening?
Right. Well, the Catholic Church requires that a bishop step down on his 75th birthday, and Bishop Barnes turned 71 in June. So he announced well ahead of his retirement that he'll be leaving. A coadjutor bishop will be coming to San Bernardino Diocese soon. We'll spend the year getting to know the diocese and working with Bishop Barnes before that new person becomes the ordinary bishop. Interesting thing here, Bishop Barnes is the longest serving bishop at a Catholic diocese in the entire country. 27 years since he was named Bishop of the Diocese of San Bernardino.
Wow, that's a long time. Well, thank you so much, Cassie. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, Rick.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist. She helps us out regularly for our Friday morning news wrap. You can find these segments on our website at kvcrnews.org. This segment made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.